Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. I wanted to talk with you briefly this morning about one of my favorite passages in all of the scripture. You can find this in the book of Acts, which is right after the Gospel of John. This is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And here Jesus is speaking to his disciples. This is after Jesus' death, which pays the penalty for our sin. This is after his resurrection, where he's conquered death, but before he ascends into heaven. And Jesus says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And here Jesus says a couple things that I just want to draw our attention to. And the first is, he says, hey, so you people who have called upon my name for salvation, who have repented of your sin and placed your life in my hands, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And I want to remind you that the New Testament promises us that when we place our life in Jesus's hands through, again, repentance and faith, God promises to give us his Holy Spirit, which, among other things, empowers us for the work that God has called us to do. And then Jesus goes on in the same text and he says, "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And the first disciples of Jesus, they took up this command that Christ gave to them, essentially saying, hey guys, don't forget that because of what I have done in me, you can be new. And because you're new, you are missionaries. Every single one of you has been sent with a message that Jesus saves. Jesus says, you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth, from where you are, and then to the ends of the earth. And I want to remind you that it can be so easy in our culture, especially to honestly point attention back to ourselves. So often social media certainly encourages us to do that. But Jesus doesn't say, hey, you're going to be your witness. Jesus doesn't say, hey, I want you to go out there and tell people about yourself. Now, it's not wrong for us to share the story of how God has changed us and saved us, and how we have the hope of heaven and we have the presence of God with us even now. But we don't witness to ourselves. Jesus says, you're going to be my witnesses. You're going to point people to me. You're going to proclaim my name. You're going to tell people how awesome I am. Not how awesome you are, but how awesome I am. And so I want to encourage you today that God has empowered you for the mission of making disciples and being a witness to Christ. If you know Christ, then you already have everything that you need to be a witness for him, to point people's attention to him, to share the good news of salvation through God's son, Jesus, to anyone that you have contact with. One of the things that we say at LifePoint is that since we are missionaries, we do whatever it takes to reach the one. And so I want to remind you and encourage you today. I really, truly hope that you have a one, or maybe one or two or three people that as far as you know, do not yet trust Jesus with their lives. I want to encourage you, maybe praying for them. Ask the Lord to give them faith. Ask the Lord to give you opportunities to share the gospel with them. And I want to remind you also that Jesus says in this passage that we receive power through God's Spirit for the work that he is calling us to. You already have everything that you need to be an effective witness for Jesus Christ. And so I want to challenge you today. Maybe today's your day where you're going to finally send that text or make that phone call or somehow take a step so that you can be used by God to help other people hear the great news that Jesus saves. Let's take a moment and pray together, please. Father in heaven, we praise you, we love you, we thank you that in your love for the world, you sent your son Jesus. And Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sin. He redeems us from our slavery to sin, and he lives, and he invites everybody everywhere to trust him. And when we do, God, you give us power and you send us with a message. You send us to be witnesses to your son Jesus Christ and what he has accomplished. So Father, please empower us for this work. Please give us courage and wisdom as we seek to do whatever it takes to reach the one. Father, we love you. We pray all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, we want to encourage you now to take a moment and pray on your own, and specifically take a moment and pray for your one. Have a great day. God bless.